Commandment number 3, thou shalt request help from a deeper pocket. There's always more than one way to make a living performing in schools. Search for every possible method to fund your programs. Here are some possibilities. Number 1, sponsorship. Propose a business sponsorship of your programs. Choose a business that would be interested in the message of your program. Research the company to know as much about them as possible. For example, when I was preparing a health program, I made a proposal to a milk company. For a recycling program, I proposed to a recycling company. Anything is possible if you're willing to ask. Be sure to create a business-like proposal. Your proposal should include all the benefits for the company to sponsor your show. Remember, the company is not really interested in your needs. It is interested in its needs. Write a proposal that includes the objective of the program along with a list of benefits to the company. Schedule a meeting with a marketing head and present your proposal in person, being available to answer questions. Remember to concentrate on how your program will benefit the company and the students in the community. Some proposals will work and some will not. Do your research about the company before you make a proposal. I made an early mistake proposing to a milk company. Without doing enough research, I did a great proposal but ended with nothing. I assumed that a milk company would be excited to sponsor a school show since the children would go home saying that they had seen the milk magician. However, the milk company I approached sold their milk at a higher price, and therefore the schools couldn't afford it. The schools purchased a more inexpensive brand. If I had done my research, I would have known this fact and approached the other milk company. Research is the key. You see, there's more than one way to skin a cat or to have someone else pay for your show. After I moved to my area, I found that since I was now a local, the local county schools didn't want to book my school's program. This is extremely frustrating, but I'm sure most of you have experienced the same thing. You see, a man is never a prophet in his hometown, even if it's not really his hometown. It frustrated me so much that I decided to go over the school's head. You must view every problem as an opportunity. My problem was the local schools would rather hire an out-of-town program than me. My solution, go over their head and have someone else pay the bill. I asked the locally owned ski resort to sponsor the local shows. I created a business proposal with all the details of why it would be positive marketing for the company to sponsor the shows. When I had a signed contract, I started to call the schools. One by one, they said yes, because schools don't turn down free shows. The possibilities for sponsorship are limitless. It does require a little more work to sell the sponsor, but you can also sell the sponsor for a higher fee than you may be able to ask of the school. I am presently working on a variety of sponsorship proposals for upcoming school programs. Don't be afraid to ask a business to pay for the show, but ask the business in a business-like manner with a formal proposal of how their sponsorship will benefit their business. Number 2, government grants. In my area, arts programs are co-sponsored by state grants for low-income students. Rural areas often have a high percentage of low-income families, and therefore, schools may use these grants to cover a portion of the cost of my programs. There may be several hoops to jump through to be listed with other fundable artists, but it's worth the work. Probably 2/3 of my programs are state-sponsored. Do the research in your area to find out about grant money. Contact your local area arts council and ask if they offer ticket subsidy programs or other grants for school assembly programs. A simple phone call could give you information that will change the way you do business. Number three, parent-teacher organizations. Many school principals have nothing to do with planning programs and give that responsibility to parent-teacher organizations. Most schools are happy to pass along contact information. Here's where excellent advertising materials really comes in handy. The PTA parents will be more willing to look over your flyer, so make it count. PTA parents are also more likely to treat you like a professional.